Welcome to the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.
If you want to grow up, I got a real good idea for you. I'm talking about like spiritually grow up. I mean, we can all age. Mm-hmm. Talk about actually growing up spiritually. Here's what you do. This will do faster growing up job than anything else. Start praying for the people you least want to pray for. Pray that God will bless them richly. Again, blessing is kind of a religious term, you know, but it means something, and it's that God will add value to their lives. It's something that's easy for us to ask for ourselves. Mm-hmm. But for somebody, honestly, the people you think may even hate you, this is not a side issue, but this is something. You start doing it, I promise you, you're going to start growing up really fast. So much of life is habits. We just kind of put things on autopilot, which is a real opportunity because you can start to build stuff in based on stuff you're already doing, mm-hmm. little habits. But one thing for me is I'll wake up, check my phone, and start looking at whatever, you know, it could be news, could be my Twitter feed
start
or whatever.
Start your scrolling.
Yeah. It's really a dumb way to start the day, honestly.
I think a lot of people do, though.
And I'm sure. And I don't mean to insult them, but that's a really dumb thing that you're doing. And,
that we're doing.
If you get the Bible app, the YouVersion Bible app, they give you a verse.
Yeah, they do every day.
Yeah, they pick a pretty good one. Like, I can at least start with that. Like, at least look at that before I look at other stuff. Yeah. Think about it. So the one the other day was, then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross and follow me. I was reminded again, okay, I got a different way of living that I need to have.
That's a good way to start the morning.
Yeah. Okay. This is about your way. Somebody should make bumper stickers that say, the first one to be content wins.
Oh, wow.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
Came up with it. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. That's pretty awesome.
Good.
I was thinking about it because I just saw Chevrolet's come out with a new Corvette that goes 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds.
Okay.
Like, that's cool. And people who are into motors and stuff, that's cool. But how fast do I need to go 0 to 60?
Yeah. How many times do I need that?
Yeah, just in life. Like, how fast do I have to get? I'm going to have to whittle this down to 0 to 60 in 0.01 seconds. I got to be on a rocket ship. But like, no matter what the category of thing is, you can always upgrade it. Mm. And it's an endless thing. And you set a new baseline where it's like not enough for me to have 4,000 horsepower and to blast myself into space.
Yeah.
It's like, I got to do it faster and faster and faster. Like, first person to be content, man, you win. Found this quote today. Virtually no idea is too ridiculous to be accepted, even by very intelligent and highly educated people, if it provides a way for them to feel important.
So if I feel important, I'll pretty much accept anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true. You study how human beings actually think. There's so many ways that we'll do that to blow up our own importance, including we'll start accepting ideas that are absolutely ludicrous. But now I'm the enlightened one or something. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just how humans are. We can trick ourselves. Jesus is so direct with us about this repenting thing. It's become like this religious word, but it means rethink radically, go the other way, turn towards him and away from ourselves as the focus of our importance. The upshot to that is that actual repentance thing, it's not a guilt trip. It's an opportunity to find freedom in life because you don't have to be important all the time or try to prove yourself constantly. Like, no, the important one's him. One word to describe Jesus. This is a good question. Like, if you're going to just ask people, ask yourself, like, what if I was going to say one word to describe Jesus? I heard this one guy who I really respect, very learned. I think he's humble and all that. As far as I can tell, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Older guy. Mm-hmm. And his answer, I never would have said this. He's like, I'll give you the one word to describe Jesus. Relaxed.
Yeah.
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 I had to think about that. He's not worried. If we believe what he believes about God and about the kingdom mm-hmm. and the quality of life that is eternal life, like, and he's telling us, you don't have anything to be scared of. So I think, I don't know if I'd pick relax, but I might. It is really hard to pray for people who hate your guts. Mm-hmm. And it happens no matter what your job is, whatever your field is. Maybe you're going to have people that just, for whatever reason, they can't stand you. And maybe they're jealous. It may be because they just think you're obnoxious or whatever. But mm-hmm. it's tough to take, and you want to defend yourself so much. And it makes you really not want to be around that person, or you're rooting for them to lose. Mm-hmm. So I've had to do this. I've had people, I don't know why. I didn't, like, what did I ever do to you? I'm sure you can relate to that. But it's hard to make yourself pray for that person. Like, God, give them success. I haven't done it enough, to be honest with you, but I have done it. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard. And then it's also very freeing. Like, I don't know how to describe it. So some things you just have to do. Like, if you've never done that and mean it when you're doing it, but you're going to experience this change where you actually grow up a little bit, and that you can, in a weird way, can even make you more content with life. I don't know how else to describe it. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out to you. Oh, I saw this today. It reminded me of something. Proverbs 16:3 is kind of surprising. It says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. That's kind of the flip of the way we think about it most of the time. Mm-hmm. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. A lot of times we think, okay, I'll commit my big plans mm-hmm. to the Lord, and then the things I act on will I'll be a success.
Right.
Like, no. And it puts it more in terms of, like, today. Instead of thinking big vision, big plan, no. People that cross my path today, I'm going to commit my actions.
My actions today. I love that.
Yeah. How I think about them, how I, the thoughts I have about them, cutting them some slack, maybe. These little small decisions during the day, I commit my actions to God, and he's going to see that my plans succeed. That's really opposite what I would have normally thought, but I like it a lot. Our podcast sponsor, one of them is Fellowship Home Loans. They're awesome. Mike and Brian are fantastic to talk to. Here's their number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Check it out. We have breaking animal news, because animals are out there doing stuff, and sometimes it grieves me to see what animals are doing.
This is going to be a grief.
Yeah. So there's a black bear in Colorado. I don't know if you've seen this, but like the wildlife people set up these hidden cameras around.
Okay.
So they can see what animals are doing.
Sure.
And stuff. And I applaud that.
Yeah, of
course. It's a motion detecting camera. Well, this bear, you say like the camera's taken 580 images of the same bear.
Okay.
He just goes up to the camera and poses for selfies. Like, he moves his snout this way and then that, and then he looks out at the corner of his eye.
Why does that grieve you?
Because I don't want... There's a lot of things humans do that I don't want to bleed over.
Oh, you don't want to know that a black bear has that level of... Well, what will we call it? Will we call it vanity?
Narcissism?
You don't want to know that's in the animal kingdom.
580 selfies on somebody else's camera. It's a problem. There are people among us who are called actually people. They're actually guys and actually ladies, and they are like, actually.
And they correct people.
Yeah.
And you consider yourself in that number.
And I love them.
These are your brothers and
sisters.
These
are my people. I love them so much. I do.
I know you do.
Why would I hate learning?
Well,
I don't understand why people react negatively to actually people like me.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Like, wouldn't you want more information? So Jason was listening. All this to say, he was frustrated with me because I was talking about bears hibernating.
Yeah.
He's like yelling at the car stereo. It's like, look, it's about they're in a torpor. They're not hibernating. Bears don't hibernate technically.
Yeah.
And so there's a delineation between those two states.
So he was saying actually.
Actually. And so he emailed me and straightened me out. And I say, thank you.
Yeah.
And it warmed my heart. I'm not kidding.
Really?
And I learned.
Well, okay, Brent.
I learned. I appreciate you, actually, guy. Big science news. Boy, did you hear this? University of Leeds in England said the Earth's core may have stopped spinning.
I saw something about that. I didn't know.
It blows my mind, and I don't
know what the ramifications are.
I don't either. I don't know what they want me to do about it. I feel limited anyway. Just like normal.
What's my responsibility here? Yeah.
It's like little jobs around the house. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm up to those. Yeah. Like this, I don't.
But the
guarantee. Maybe you have somebody in your family like this. I think everybody does. My stepdad, mm-hmm. Smitty.
Yeah.
If I told him that, mm-hmm. he would just quietly push back from the table, go out to the barn, start finding some tools.
I'll fix that.
And he would do it. He would figure out, well, I'll just tighten this here. And
there,
screw that back. There we go. Now we're cooking. Question. If you had a superpower, they ask people this question. Just curious what you would think as you're listening to this. But if you had a superpower where you could shut off and turn back on one of your senses, just, you know, one of your five senses, just at will, which sense would it be? I'm not surprised at the number one answer.
Okay.
Smell. Fine. Yeah. I get that. Like, I wish I could shut that off right now. I get that. I'm a little surprised because it did make the list. There are some people that are like, I wish I could shut off sight.
Oh.
I'm like, wait till you hear some good news about eyelids because I think you're really going to enjoy this. Oh, yeah. So Monday for a lot of people is like, oh, it's Monday. Not for us. It's the exact opposite. We turn it into a hoedown. Mm-hmm. It is a joyful celebration of Mondayness. It's our Monday tradition. Just sing along. Tap your foot, whatever. You'll be in a better mood by the end, I promise. It's called I Saw the Light. Here we go, everybody sing.
I wonder, so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Everybody sing, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside.
Nailed it. Yep, I nailed it. Thank you. Question for you as you're listening to this. Do you not like it when your food touches other food?
Oh, I don't have a problem with it. Sometimes I like it.
You don't. Yeah, yeah. I do.
Okay.
I like the dividers. I like whoever came up with the paper plates with the dividers in it. I'm like, that's genius. A Nobel level thing. But you know, a funny thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be bitter about it, but I've been made to feel like I'm the weirdo. Like, oh, you don't want your stuff to, you know, your food touching each other. Oh, is you're so strange. Oh, Brant, you're weird. Oh,
people have said that?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that you perceive that?
No, I think they've come out and said it. Oh, you're so weird.
Okay.
Oh, he's weird.
Okay, Brant, so what is the...
Okay, so there's a survey that just came out. Mm-hmm. Half the people in the survey don't like their food touching. Half. Okay. Humans. Okay. I'm not that weird.
Okay.
We've been made, and maybe this is you too, we've been made to feel marginalized and isolated. Like, oh, we're so strange.
What do you want from
half
us?
Half of it, I want an apology.
The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.